Okay, you're listening to Green Left Radio, and you are just listening to Survivor's Tale by Les Thomas. Okay, we are now going to our first interview for the program. We have Emily Bullock on the line, Russ, who is based in Sydney, and she is a resident of a public housing estate in Glebe. And basically, the New South Wales government, similar to Victoria, and this has been a campaign we've covered previously, is selling off a kind of number of public housing estates in Glebe and Evelyn. And there has been an ongoing campaign to kind of stop these sell-offs. So, yeah, good morning, Emily.
Good morning.
Okay, so Emily, what can you tell us, I guess, to start off, can you tell us what is this current kind of situation with these kind of public housing sell-offs as enacted by the New South Wales state government?
Yes, well, they call it a 70-30 mix, i.e. 70% is turned into private dwellings and 30% is you know, rebuilt as public housing / community housing. The problem being is, of course, they say, you know, it's wonderful, it's mixed community. But, of course, there are, in this particular case, there are three distinct buildings, one of which will be housing. So it's not a mixed estate. And it's not like you're going to have a private owner next door. They're going to be in a completely different building. They'll drive in a different way. Our building, of course, will be a lesser building. It won't have any outdoor area, although they promised balconies, but it's quite different. You know, like we've got a community garden in our estate. That'll go. We've got, you know, play areas for children. That'll go. The new... new building will be, you know, studio apartments, one bedroom and two bedroom. Here we have four and five bedroom apartments with families in them. They promise a right of return, but those families have got no right of return. This building was purpose built only 30 years ago, you know, under a very sort of positive housing regime, and it's low rise, so, you know, like just stairs up. They say it'll be wonderful because we'll have lifts, so you won't have stairs. And I think, well, it's one thing about fitness that I get is my stairs, but that's going to go.
Yeah. Zane, you had a question?
Yeah, Emily, I'm wondering if you've been following what's been happening in Victoria, because it sounds like there's a lot of parallels between the plans to demolish walk-up public housing in Melbourne and replace it with towers that are a mix of private and social housing, and what you're facing at the Glebe Estate.
Yes, it's just, you know, like because of property prices, which, as we know, rules Australia. We are in a city. Glebe is a heritage suburb, so they can't demolish, you know, the terrace houses because they're heritage listed. Mind you, that could change at any second. But our building, because it's only 30 years old, is not heritage listed. But it's purpose built. It's sort of... it was designed by Paul Cox, so it's, you know, got architectural merit. And the Department of Housing, this was the first one they built in this design, and the Department of Housing copied the design many times over.
And what has been kind of like the government kind of spin in terms of kind of justifying this privatisation of public housing?
Well, of course, it's about, you know, like housing tenants don't deserve to have a nice home. Housing tenants you know, should live like sardines in a high rise. That's their philosophy. Housing tenants, you know, only private people, private owners deserve a view, hence the reason they sold Miller's Point. Housing tenants only, you know, are lucky to get the scraps of what they fail to see is that if they reinvested in this property, they could easily adapt and change it to, you know, it could be refurbished very easily. And maybe, you know, like another level put on and the density improved that way. But just by wiping every little blade of grass, because the new complex is without any outdoor area. It's four high-rise flats, blocks.
Emily, you're probably, in doing advocacy in this area, you would be familiar with the massive backlog of public housing that is needed. Can you comment on this idea that the only way to achieve that density is by demolishing walk-up housing units such as your own and then replacing them, as you say, by packing people in like sardines? Surely the government should be purchasing blocks of land across the city, including in nice areas, and building new apartments and leaving the existing housing stock as is, or, as you say, maybe refurbishing it a bit?
Yes. Well, look, I totally agree with that. They should be investing in new properties, not selling off. What I find so horrendous, here in New South Wales, we have 60,000 plus on the waiting list.
Hmm.
But I, being a person who has tenancy, will be moved out, and so nobody off the waiting list. I will get priority. I will be the one who gets rehoused. Nobody on the waiting list will get rehoused by this. There is going to be fewer bedrooms in the complex they have suggested for this area. Fewer bedrooms, so therefore fewer people.
Hmm.
Because they will only be housing single and, you know, couples, basically.
And what can you tell us, Emily, I guess, about the response to this? My understanding is there's been a kind of ongoing campaign that has developed to oppose these sell-offs. And what can you tell us about the response from the community, but also the response from the actual tenants themselves in to these sell-offs?
Yes, well, we have, you know, formed a residents committee. And we are being active. We're supported by local groups. I mean, Hands Off Bleed is one of the groups that supports us. And, of course, your, you know, the socialist group, they've been very supportive. We have, you know, campaigned. We tried to have a march, which was very well attended, but we were only allowed to march 50 yards. Because the police said that they didn't have staff to, or, you know, because we live very near a large shopping centre and we wanted to march around that, but we weren't allowed. The police, you know, control us.
Hmm.
It's, but the campaign is ongoing. It's just that, you know, like they announced the refurbishment / demolition of the Redfern Waterloo estate 5 years ago. People are still living in the estate, and it was very hard to maintain the momentum of the people within the estate because, you know, as people sort of slowly moved out, the, you know, the tendency was to sort of kind of, anyway, we just kind of lost momentum there. So it's very hard realising that this could go on for 5 years. I could be still here in 5 years.
Hmm.
But the threat will never go away. The issues about your mental health won't go away because you'll always feel that there's going to be a knock on your door and next week you know, just something simple, like you might want to change a small thing in your apartment. You're very reluctant to, like, I want to paint my stairwell. Well, I just don't want to paint it now because I might be gone in 2 months for all I know.
Could be in vain.
Yeah, and I think, yeah, that's a kind of like an important kind of thing you kind of bring up, because one of the most kind of important things about public housing is for its residents like yourself. It gives this sense of kind of permanency, that you'll always kind of have a home. And of course the government, you know, going ahead with this sort of privatisation and, of course, not even knowing whether you would be relocated or where you kind of be relocated, they essentially are destroying communities, a community that has been built up clearly around this, these public housing estates, just at the expense of the residents who live there.
Yes, and it's sort of like I live in a stairwell of only 4 flats. But my neighbour, every time I see him, you know, I have to tell him again that we're moving because he has dementia. The Department of Housing has done nothing about visiting him and trying to explain to him, talking to his carer or anything. So it's sort of an, you know, like they just think, oh, a notice in the letterbox is good enough. It's not good enough. You know, like they're not... they don't care about us. They just treat us like a commodity that can be moved.
Yeah, that's disgraceful.
Yeah, absolutely disgraceful. And what can you tell us, I guess, about, in terms, going back to the campaign, what are some of the demands of the different sort of groups? Like, what are kind of the demands and the alternative that we're pushing, that you're pushing to the state government?
Well, our alternative is refurbish, don't demolish. To refurbish these flats would cost a tiny bit compared to what will be invested. And, of course, what I, you know, as a subclause to all this, is there's so many empty flats in Sydney, privately owned, because investors are not forced to lease them. They're not. It's apparently economically viable not to rent them. So I think they'd be, if they really think, you know, Sydney has a shortage of housing, the rental, there is more than 30% of people rent, and yet we're invisible. The only information you get is, you know, house prices and how much they sell for. You don't hear about how many empty flats there are in Sydney. These are sort of invisible. And the what I would like to see is a campaign for, you know, a vacancy tax so that people would be forced. And then there wouldn't be this urge to rebuild higher and more densely, because if people were actually living in the flats that already exist, the requirement for higher density will be, you know, like, lessened.
Or it'll be, yeah, satisfied by that existing housing stock.
Yes.
Some dangerous ideas you raise, Emily. Taking advantage of the existing housing stock that's not being utilised.
Yeah. And we're running a bit out of time now before we have to move to the next part of the program. I guess, just in case there are any kind of listeners in New South Wales, but I also think solidarity from other states, even in Victoria, is also important, how can people support your ongoing fight against privatisation of these estates? And, of course, any final comments you would like to make?
Well, our group, Hands Off Glebe, is probably the best... I think, maybe I'll just give you my email address, emily@emilyvalentine.com.au. And people can contact me there or at Hands Off Glead, which we have a Facebook page and this and that.
Yeah, nice. All right. Well, thanks heaps for talking to us this morning, Emily. And, best of luck with the campaign and keeping up a solid fight because, as you say, it is a marathon, not a sprint, and it's challenging. Yeah. But hopefully enough of the community can stay mobilised around this and you can defend your bit of public housing turf from what they're trying to do because it's outrageous.
Thank you very much, and thank you for your support.
Yeah. Thank you very much, Emily.
Okay. Bye.
Yes, Emily Bluck there from Hands Off Glebe, and as Emily mentioned, you can look for Hands Off Glebe, and I'm sure they'd appreciate a message of support from down here, especially if you've been involved in essentially a similar fight. We've got supposedly the most progressive Labor government down here. There's a Tory government up in New South Wales, but both of them are doing the same thing and knocking down low-rise public housing so that they can replace it with the 70-30 mix of private dwellings with a smattering of reduced-size social housing, probably not even public housing per se.